Ake silfundeke iBhayibhele encwadini ngokukaMathewu.
Let's read from the Bible.
Sangamashumi amabili nanye.
And we read from Matthew chapter 21.
Asiqaleke evesini lokuqala.
Let's read from verse 1.
Kwathi ukuba basondele eJerusalema sebefikile eBethfage ngasentabeni yemnqulo uJesu wathuma abafundi ababili.
Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples.
Wathi kubo, hambani niye emzanini obhekene nani, niza kufumana masinyane imbongolo ikhulekiwe nethole linayo, zithululeni nizilethe kimi.
Saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me.
Uma umuntu esho uthi kini anothi. Uma umuntu esho utho kini anothi Nkosi iyazidinga, uya kuzithumela masinyane.
And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them.
Kepha lokho kwenzeka ukuba kugcwaliseke okwashiwo ngumprofeti othi.
All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet saying,
Ishoni kuyo indodakazi yaseZiyoni ukuthi bheka Inkosi yakho iza kuwe imnene ikhwele embongolweni yebo etholeni inkonyane yesilwane esiboshelwayo.
Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
Abafundi bahamba benza njengokuba uJesu batshelile.
So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them.
Baletha imbongolo nethole, babeka izingubo zabo phezukwazo, wahlala phezukwazo.
They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and sent him on them.
Iningi lesixuku lendlala izingubo zalo endleleni, kepha abanye bagawula amahlamvu emthini bawendlala endleleni.
And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road.
Izixuku ezazihamba phambi nezazimlandela zamemeza zathi, Hosiana kuyo indodana kaDavide. Ubusisiwe ozayo egameni lenkosi, Hosiana kweliphezulu.
Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. We'll read thus far.
Hayi le ndaba sengiyifundile indaba ende ebanzi.
Now this text which I've read to you is so rich in content that we could never complete it and finish it in just 1 hour. It is a beautiful text. It is so wonderful, and it shows how the things of God, we cannot reach the highest heights of it, and it is so full that we can never explain it all.
Isihloko salendaba salentshumayelo ukuthi bheka inkosi yakho iza kuwe.
The The theme of this message is, Behold, your King comes to you.
Kuyajabukisa ukuthi abantu babethuntu maqondana nezinto zasezulwini.
It's a pity when people are blunt regarding the things of heaven.
Umuntu wemvelo, umuntu womdabu, akaqondi, akajwayele uqondo kwasezulwini.
The natural man cannot understand and cannot grasp the things of heaven.
Izinto zasezweni ziseduze kuye, kodwa ezasezulwini zikude.
The things of the earth are very clear and close to them, but very distant are the things of God.
Kanti bekungafanele ukuthi kube njalo, bekufanele ukuthi kube nje. Ukuthi okwasemhlabeni kube kude nathi, okwasezulwini kube seduze.
Actually, it should not be the case. That is wrong. Instead, it should be that the things of heaven are close to us and the things of the earth are strangely dim.
Ingani inkosi yathi funa kuqala umbuso kaNkulunkulu nobulunga kwakhe khona niyakwenzelwa kwenezelwa ikona kona konke.
Didn't our Lord say, Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things will be added to you?
Kodwa ngokusebenza kwaSathane engqondweni nasenhlizweni nasenkanukweni zenyama uguqula izinto uphendukuzela izinto okwasemsamo kube semnyango okusemnyango kube semsamo okokuqala kube ukugcina okokugcina kube okokuqala.
But Satan has muddied the waters and our minds and in our natural state we are not inclined to the things of heaven and we are so depraved that we don't look towards heaven, we look towards the lusts and cravings of this world.
Kodwa ngithanda ukusho kuwe wena muntu womhlaba ongazwisisi izinto zasezulwini uphelelwa ubuntu awunabo ubuntu.
But I say to you, person, you who are possessed by the lusts of this earth and you don't see the things of heaven, you've lost even your humanity. Instead, perversion and bestial nature takes over. You're not a person, you're an animal. And you're not speaking a human language anymore. You're speaking the language of just animals. In the
Bible,
we hear about a beast that is in opposition to Christ, an awful, terrifying dragon, you speaking his language. Every human being should be speaking the heavenly language, but instead they're not, and the earthly things, and that's all that they can see.
Omunye ufunda ngisho iBhayibheli akezwa lutho kodwa mnike incwadi yabanqunu. Nige incwadi yodoti ikona kuzwayo ikona kuzwayo kodwa kwasezulwini akokuzwa.
You'll find that the same person who reads the Bible with no understanding, nothing goes in, is quite confident and completely at home in reading something pornographic. That's what gets to him.
Uma sikwazi ukukhuluma ulimi lwasezulwini ungaba into enkulu ebabazekayo ukuthi inkosi yami iza kimi inkosi yami inkosi yamakhosi yasezulwini.
If you can understand the heavenly language, you would marvel and burst out with praise that your king says to you, I'm coming to you. That you say, my Lord, are you really coming to me?
As the
king of heaven. As the king of heaven, what is an earthly king? He's just a person like you. He will die like you will. He eats food just as you do.
Kodwa lenkosi yasezulwini eza kuwe.
But this heavenly king who comes to you,
nayi semkhombeni izelwe, nayi isikhulile, isifikile, yafa. Yavuka yashona phansi esihogweni yenyukela yayizulwini nini mandla wonke iza kuwe.
Behold him who was once in a manger, grew up, he lived, he died, he was crucified, and he was raised from the dead, and now is ascended in glory and majesty and power. He comes to you.
Uma singezwa namhlanje sizwe ukuthi ayikusasa kuzofika upresident wala uMbeki afike la kwasiza abantu. Hawu singahlehle silungise. Sikhuluma ukuthi uyeza kuza umuntu omkhulu. Noma kufike indlovukazi yaseNgilandi izala sibabaze. Kodwa uma sokuza inkosi yamakhosi bekufanele ukuthi kube yinto engakanani.
If an earthly leader would take such preeminence in our lives, like if we were told today that tomorrow the president of South Africa, Mr. Mbeki, is coming to visit, what preparations wouldn't we make to get ready for him? Or the Queen of England is going to visit, but this one is the King of Kings.
Ifuna bani, ifuna wena.
Who does he seek to come to? You.
Ukuthi yena abe njengomyeni kuwe, wena ube umlobokazi.
And he wants to come to you as your bridegroom, you being his bride.
Abe njengomkhwenyane, wena ube njengomakhoti. Kuthiwa umyeni wasezulwini uyeza. Mlobokazi, lunga. Lungela ukuhlangabezana naye.
He is the bridegroom.
Ngengubo zakhe zomshado. Uyemshadweni.
He is the bridegroom, and the Bible says, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Let the bride ready herself and put on the wedding garments.
Angazi ukuthi nganilinganisela ngani ubukhulu balendaba.
I don't know how to describe it more clearly, the enormous meaning that we find in this, that your king comes to you.
Abraham ethuma u-Eliezer induna yakhe enkulu eyokugcina.
Let me take an example.
Hamba uyomfunela. Funeli ndodana yami eyodwa umakhosi.
Let me take an example of Abraham sending his chief servant Eliezer to fetch a bride for his son.
Uyi ngamulindaba wathatha amakamela ishumi.
To make just to summarize the story, he took 10 camels.
Wagwalisa impahla, silipha golide, iphiwo, iziphe iningi, ezofunela indodana yakhe yodwa umakhosi.
loaded the camels with treasures full of gifts to go and to seek a bride for his son.
Mina namhlanje nginjengoyilezari ngithunywa uNkulunkulu kuwe ngiyokubikela ukuthi inkosi yakho iza kuwe. Ngiyakhonga namuhla wena ongakaphenduki.
I come to you as the Lord's servant today, as the one who comes on behalf of the king, of the bridegroom, coming to say that he wishes your presence,
you as the bride. Ngizonishumayeza kuzokube nini nifuna ukuthi ngosuku lokwahlulelwa ngimangalele.
I have served you for many Sundays, Sundays after Sundays, and yet you still not turn to him, you still do not repent. What else do you want? Or do you want me to stand up an accusation against you one day?
Ngithi uNkulunkulu bengishumayeza laba bantu kodwa baphendukanga.
And I have to say to God, I preached to them, Lord, but they did not convert. You who have converted, repented, surrendered your life to this bridegroom, this heavenly bridegroom, you have agreed to become his bride. I say to you, hold on, hang on, keep your promise of faithfulness to your bridegroom. As it says, till death do us part, remain faithful to him. Eliezer came heaped with presents and gifts.
Esehlangana nomakoti esethandazile uNkulunkulu emvezele ukuthi uye lo.
When he came to the predestined place where God said to Eliezer, this is the place, this is the person.
Wakhipha igolide elikhulu, wakhipha indandatho,
he took
wayifaka kuye.
Gifts, gold, a ring, and gave it and put it upon her.
Ubaba wami Abraham.
Put it on
her.
Saying, I have been sent by Abraham. I've come to seek a bride for the only begotten son of my master.
Oh, ulokhozi uRebecca wathi nihlaleleni laphandle woza indawo iningi kithi kukhona ukuhla kwamakamela kukhona konke woza uyohlala ekhaya woza ungene awu Rebecca umlobokazi omuhle wavula amasango kabantu wathi indawo iningi. Kodwa abantu namhlanje abaphelelwe ubuntu bayamncisha uJesu indawo enhlizweni nasempilweni yabo.
Her response was one of gratefulness and of openness, friendliness, hospitality, saying immediately to Eliezer, come in, there is food not only for you but for the camels. We have everything you need. See how Rebecca welcomed him. But you find people today who don't welcome the Lord in their lives like she did.
Ubelayisha makamela ishumi impahla uma isefika ekhaya waqaqa masaka wawavula wakhipha wakhipha izipho wakhipha impahla wanika yona.
Brought him to the home and he then unpacked the loaded camels full of treasures and riches and gifts.
Kodwa uma ngibukisisa lokhu uEliazar abekuphethe nikumakhodi ngibona ukuthi kuyinto ubala into unathini uma uzokuqhathanisa nalokho engikuphathele kona namhlanje.
If I had to weigh up the treasure that Eliezer brought for Rebecca, I say today, as I examine the treasure of that time and the treasure that I speak of now, our treasure far outweighs the treasure for her.
I say, your king comes to you. Your king. He wants you to be his bride. Then that, what Rebecca got, is next to nothing. What I give you now, in the Lord's name, is 10,000 times more. You can't buy it with money.
Inkosi yakho izaguwe. Ifuna ukuthi wena ube umakoti wayo. Cabanga ukuthi izipho negolide nezinto izimpahla zakhona azilutho uma ziqhathaniswa ama treasures ingcebo zanamhlanje engilethe kuwe.
Ngayo lo myeni lo mkhwenyana wasezulwini uthola ukuthethelelwa kwezono.
Through this heavenly bridegroom, you receive forgiveness of sin.
Kabanga izono zakho ukuthi zingakanani. Kabanga ukuthi zihlazwe ngakanani. Kabanga ukuthi ziningi kanjani. Njengesihlabatho kwini. Kangentaba. Usuku nosuku. Ubhukuta ezonweni.
If you just think of the awful load and the heaps of sin that you have, how disgraceful, how shameful, the quantity higher than mountains, like the muddied shores full of filth. One can hardly imagine how big our sin is.
Naku kusindiswa, naku khululwe ezonweni, na impilo eqiqimayo. Lokhu ka Rebecca kungalinganiswa, kungaqhathaniswa nalokhu. Kuyinto ubala, into engunothini.
I come to you as the Lord's servant in his name, and what the proposition that I give to you today is far greater. The wealth is far more than just that treasure which Rebecca got that day. With forgiveness, the treasure that he brings, the abundant life. So I say to you, the Son of God comes to you and he woos you today. Are you going to deny him? What an honor, what a privilege. How can we describe in words the greatness of his coming to you? Not even your coming to him, but he comes to you.
Vuka ebuthongweni bakho bobulwane vuka uphaphame ube umuntu ubheke ubone ubukhulu nobumqoka balento obikelwe yona.
Just think of the enormity of it. How great is the honor that he should come. With him comes eternal life, treasure. He who is our creator, he who is life eternal, has no beginning and has no end. He comes to you with this proposition.
Yena lo wakhoboza ikhanda lenyoka. Ngonyawo lwakhe wakhoboza ikhanda lenyoka. Uza kuwe. Kodwa wena uthathe notice. Uyisilima yini? Uyisilwane yini? Ukuba ungezwa ulimi lomuntu.
He comes to you, you who have sunk to below a bestial nature. He comes to you with this wonderful treasure. He who has trampled the serpent with his heel. He who has conquered the devil. He comes with you. How can you deny him? He comes to you, you who are living in your filth, in this bestial nature, with these terrible, wicked, perverted desires which you indulge in day by day. He comes to lift you up with this invitation.
Yona yalume isithende sakhe kodwa yena wachoboza ikhanda lakhe. Awu Jesu, o Jesu, uyabona wena osabhukuta ezonweni, wena usayisigqila sezono nesasezweni, wena ophelelwe ubuntu uhlele ezonweni, ubabaza amandla besono, usagijelwa usathane. Kanti bekufanele ube iqhawe lamaqhawe, ume ohlangothini lomyeni njengomlobokazi.
He whose heel was bruised, who by it trampled and squashed Satan, conquered him completely, why do you still wallow in your sin? Why do you allow these wicked cravings and evil thoughts, where instead he wants you and invites you to stand next to him as his bride?
Ingani wena bekufanele ukuba ume uhlotshiselwe umyeni wasezulwini? Noma bani uyabuka uma sewungena umakhothi, abantu bayasukuma bayabuka bafuna ukubona umakhotho ongenayo ukuthi uhlotshiswe kanjani. Iy'vunulo zakhe zinhloboni, bebabaza bebona ubukhosi. Wena bekufanele ukuthi ube umuntu onjani wena uma kuthiwa inkosi iza kuwe?
Should be adorned with beauty from him, adorned with all the wonderful beauty that a bride has as she enters in. Think of an earthly bride. As she enters in, everybody stands up in honor and amazement and an adoration at the beauty that she displays. That's how he wants you to stand before him.
Ngithi musa ukuyikhahlela ngonyawo lwakho inhlanhla ophiwe inkosi.
So I declare to you, do not kick this great privilege that the King of Kings comes to you with and trample it underfoot.
Ngo 1951.
Just these days, I was reminded by somebody who asked me, do you remember the first sermon you preached in
1951?
My
theme
was the blood of Jesus. And I asked that very small congregation, just a few who were there, where is the blood of Jesus in your life? Is it in your heart having cleansed you, or is it under your feet in rejection, that you've trampled His grace underfoot? I don't know how to describe and complete the picture to you, this offer, this proposal that He comes to you, that you would make your vows an oath of allegiance to Him, or do you still trample Him underfoot in rejection? Where you say, Lord Jesus, I agree, I say yes. That I'm not like a person who's lost their humanity and they've He comes to you in such a way that, and He comes often, how can you deny Him? He comes to you with the first offer. Maybe you've heard Him offer this to you and appeal to you so often. How can you go out with your drug addiction, your lust, whatever it is that you are still holding on to? I've often acted as a go-between where a young man gives a proposal and wants me to propose to a young girl on his behalf. And often the young man would come back and say, has she answered yet? One would say, it's been a whole year. Is there still no answer yet? In one case, it was 4 years. How long has the Lord Jesus been sending His message to you? And have you denied Him still? Till this day, have you become beyond feeling like a stone that is has got no humanity? The prophet Isaiah said, a donkey knows its owner, an ox knows its place where it comes, the animal knows where to come at night, but my people do not know me.
Kodwa wena uma umfala fulathela uJesu.
But if you
ungezwa lutho ngaye. Uthini ngekusasa lakho? Ufuna ukufela ezonweni zakho?
If you deny
ungaphendukanga. Ufuna ukufa ungahlangananga noNkulunkulu.
If you resist him, you reject him, you turn your back on him, what is the alternative? Do you want to live a life and an eternity without God?
Noma usho njengoPetro uthi Nkosi ngingayapi wena namazwi yokuphila ngingayapi uma ngishiya wena ngifulathela wena.
Wouldn't you rather say with Peter, Lord, where else can I go? Who else has the words of life but you?
Namhla ngizama ngamandla ukuba ngivezele isandla somsindisi wakho senkosi yakho ekuvezele isandla.
Today I have tried with all my might. Esvezela
wena. Ufuna ukuthi ube umlobokazi wakhe.
I've tried with all my might to describe to you this wonderful invitation that the bridegroom extends to you, how his outstretched hand reaches out to you as your Lord, your King. Do you know that Jesus wants to become your husband, that you are his wife? He means you, yes, very personally and uniquely you, that he wants to live with and that you are his bride.
We accept it in a general way. We are the bride of Christ. But have you ever made it personal that you are the bride of Christ? Are you conscious of that fact? Do you feel that? Do you know that? Do you see that? You personally are the bride of Christ. Has it become real to you? It doesn't mean anything. The world means more to you than anything else.
Tina kalula sizothi singumakoti kaJesu. Sithi tina singuye. Kodwa uJesu ukhuluma ngawe wena uqobo lwakho kodwa kaningi awunayo imizwa yokubonga ngaye inkosi yakho esikhulini saloku unemizwa yezwe
asizwa lutho ngaye uJesu sizwani ngaye uJesu.
And what do we feel about Jesus?
Noma silala sithandazile noma sivuka singathandazanga akulutho siya emsebenzini siyahola siyakuzwa lo.
You've become blunt, insensitive, and you're able to go to bed at night whether you pray or not. It now makes no difference to you. You've gone beyond the point of feeling. You don't even feel your sins. You feel it when you have a bad tooth that is painful. You feel it when you have a headache. You feel that pain in your side. And you can cry because of the pain. Have you ever cried, truly wept because of your sins?
When last did you cry, shed tears because of your sin? Maybe never, because you are dead. You're not a child of God, you're a child of the devil. Without repentance, nobody can be a child of God. And if you haven't experienced repentance, where you cry and shed tears because of your sin, like Peter did. King David did. They felt their sin. It was more painful than anything else in the world. And if you haven't felt it, no wonder that you're carrying on like a heathen. Carrying on with your sin. From one year to the other. You're still living in that evil mess of yours.
wage wakhala yini ukhali izinyembezi ngenxa yezono zakho wena uqobo lwakho ngoba umthwalo usungaga wezono uzukhale ulila phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu noma awusakhali awusakuzwa lutho uqhubeka nezono zakho usuku nosuku.
Being cheeky to your husband, tomorrow you'll be cheeky again.
Izono.
Being unkind to wife, to your wife, tomorrow again. You don't know repentance. You haven't felt anything concerning sin. If you have felt something, something will happen. Is that godly sorrow will bring forth repentance. Without repentance, you can't be a child of God. You're a liar. You're a hypocrite.
Umuphendukile ngempela ubuzokhala njengayo David wakhala ngenxa yezono zakhe. UPetru zathi mi izinyembezi ngezono zakhe. Kazi ukuthi usuphendukile ngempela yini ngoba ubona ubukhulu bomthwalo wezono.
Every Dick Tom and Harry calls himself a child of God. But few of those are really children of God. Some have never, never felt their sin. They've never shed tears because of their sin. Without repentance, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. It's a lie. You hellbound.
Baningi abakushoyo ukuthi mina ngingumntwana kaNkulunkulu basho kalula kodwa baningi abangasibona abantwana boqobo bakaNkulunkulu esikhulweni salokhu uye endleleni eyesihogweni.
We are thankful, sir.
Uyafarisa
unamanga uthi uyakholwa uyikholwa likaSathane. Let's hope ukholwa njengoyihlo iBhayibheli kuJakobe lithi noSathane uyakholwa uyikholwa njengoyihlo uSathane.
Instead you live the life of the hypocrite, of the Pharisee, believing without repentance, as the Bible says that even the devils believe but they tremble. You believe just as Satan does.
Did you understand that?
Sorry.
The devil believes as well.
Uguti
and
nayo
do the
Satan.
Child believe the way he believes? That's why you can live the way you live. That's why you can lie. That's why you can cover your sins.
Kungenxa yokuthi uSatan ongubaba wakho yikho ukuthi uqhubeka njengomntwana kaSathane uqhubeka nezono zakho.
Angibuyele kuleli point. Ndodakazi yaseZiyoni, inkosi yakho iza kuwe.
Let me return to this point. Daughter of Zion, your king comes to you.
Ubani indodakazi kaZiyoni?
Who is the daughter of Zion?
Indodakazi kaZiyoni ibandla likaJesu makhothi wakhe.
The daughter of Zion is the bride of Jesus, the church, his bride.
UJesu uza kubantu bakhe njengokuba sifunde esambulweni ukuthi bheka ngime emnyango nginqonqothe ebandleni lakhe. Uma umuntu ezwa izwi lamavule ngizongena kuye anqonqozele ibandla lakhe. Thina siyakusebenzisa njalo sithi hey wena mhedeni uJesu uyanqonqoza kuwe. Cha, uJesu unqonqoza ebandleni lakhe kubantu bakhe.
Jesus
endodakazini yaseZiyoni
comes to you. He comes to his people. He comes to his bride. As it is in Revelations, he comes and says, I'm knocking at your door. He doesn't say that to the unbeliever, but to the church, to his people, and says, if you'll only open for me and let me inside.
Ngoba wena makhuthi, wena umlobokazi.
For you, the bride.
Iculo, ikhwaya belicula la, ngelizwa elinye ivesi. Bekhuluma ngokuhluleka kwethu, ngamaphutha ethu. Nomakhotha benawo amaphutha. Besisigcina uJesu uyaphuma. Umyeni uphandle. Akekho phakathi.
Where the situation has become the failure of the bride with sins in her life, where she is not pure till the Lord is squeezed out of the bride's life and is on the outside and not inside. These are different categories. The first being sinners who've never ever responded to him. Then you find those who have said yes to be his bride. They've got engaged to him, but in the meantime, they've got busy with other men. It's a shameful, disgraceful thing. Terribly wicked, the lack of faithfulness towards him, your bridegroom. Confess your sin. Come back to him. Come back to him, confessing your sin, for you have confessed it in the past and you've gone back to the very same sin, like a dog going back to its vomit or the pig to wallow in the mire again. But let me leave that point. I don't know whether you've heard or you've missed it. Let me go to another point. When he says, your king, when the text says, behold, your king, your Lord comes to you, you daughter of Zion, it was literally coming towards the days of his crucifixion. You're speaking to Jerusalem, to the daughter of Zion. He had come to Bethpage. He had come to Bethphage there, or Bethpage there at the Mount of Olives, there where there were orchards of olives, that which was to be crushed to be made into olive oil.
The house of figs.
Sorry. The angel Yemkiwan. Sorry, did I miss it?
Hai uma sebefika khona usebiza babili ke babafundi bakhe etake nizela ake niye ke nikhuphuke ntundubale nize niye ngale kwentaba.
When he got there, he said to two of his disciples, now go up and go to the village which is on the opposite side of the hill.
Uma nifike kulowo muzi, nizofika impongolo netholelayo.
Bethpage, meaning the house of figs. He said, now you go there, you go to that village that is on the other side, and you'll find there a donkey and the foal of a donkey tied to it.
A asazi ukuthi laba bafundi bo ababili bekungobani.
We don't know exactly who these two disciples were.
Wena uma ufuna ukwazi uma usufile ungafelanga ezonweni zakho ngangena ezulwini ubuze kubafundi ukuthi konje obani laba babili abebeya kulowo muzi bezolanda imphongolo netholelayo.
If you're going to die and go to heaven, remember to ask the disciples, ask who these two disciples were. But it's not revealed to us who it is. It's not revealed to us who they were, but exact instructions were given to them, and they are very clear. You will find there at that house, you'll find a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey, and if anybody says, ask you anything, you say, the Lord has sent me. The Lord has need of it. Just
see. When ukhumbula indoda nje esekhaya, when ukhumbula ingane, uyazi ukuthi khona okudingayo kunendoda, kunengane zakho. Inkosi iqobo lwayo iyakudinga. Uyezwa? Iyakudinga.
Just behold the wealth of information, of treasure that we find in these verses. Just consider this point, ponder upon it, that the Lord says, if they ask anything as to why you are there, say, the Lord has need of it. And the Lord says that He has need of you. Just imagine it, that He says, I need you. You may say, I need and I remember so much my wife or my son or my family, but He remembers you.
He needs you.
Uyakudinga.
And if you turn your back on Him, your end will only be disaster. Because of the slap you've given him.
Ngoba usumshaya ngempama.
He needs you. He's got something for you to do. And woe to you if you don't fill that gap. Hell is yours.
Yenu Jesu uyakudinga, uyakubiza ukuze ugcwalise isidingo sakhe, maye kuwena mawumfulathele uthi qhabo kuyena isihoko sizoba esakho.
If you don't come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, here I am, I've heard you need me, may it be written on your tombstone, hell is his and hell is hers forever and ever.
Uma ushilo kanjalo namanje usangaphenduka uthi yebo Nkosi ngiyavuma ngaphandle kwalokhu kuzoba esakho isihoko ingunaphakade.
Manje ke lento awukwazi ukuyithatha ngengqondo, awukwazi ukuyithatha ngobuchopho bakho. Ukholwa akusiyo into wengqondo wobuchopho.
Now this is beyond your own brains, beyond your understanding, for faith is not just a matter of brain power. These two young men who were sent by their Lord to that village did not trust in their mind.
Amehlo ayangena inentabeni aphume ngale.
Because if you had to start debating the issue, and these disciples would say, now let's just think this thing carefully through. How can he know what's on the other side? Can he see what's invisible? How could he possibly look right through the Mount of Olives and see to the village on the other side and see there a donkey and the foal of a donkey tied up there? These disciples were wonderful. They did not use their mind, or they didn't lean on their mind. They didn't. They didn't ponder to ask the logic of this and to say, but how can the Lord say this? How would he possibly know what's on the other side? And after all, you could be thinking, that donkey doesn't belong to us, neither does the colt. How can we? How could we dare to go and untie these donkeys, to loose them like common thieves? We will be accused of being thieves. And does a thief go to heaven? Won't the onlookers, those who see it happen, say, look, there are thieves? Maybe there are some who will see us who know us, who we are. Maybe there are some who are strangers to us. But what will they think? What will become of us? If we are seen taking away the donkeys that belong to an owner, but the Lord said, anybody with questions, you simply say, the Lord has need of it.
You see,
you see, they didn't trust in their ability to think, in their own brain power. Their trust was not in that, in their own mind, but it was faith. Some people, they live trusting only in their mind, and they are busy with criticism and with critical thoughts all day long, day and night.
Some believers, their Christianity and their belief is just in their mind. That's all.
Kwabanye abakholwayo ukukholwa kwabo kusengqondweni kuphela.
Kodwa,
however,
bebelalela izwi lenkosi.
They heeded the word of the Lord.
Bebekwenza lokho kushiwo uPawulu encwadini yesibili kwabaseKorinte, isahluko seshumi verse 5.
They did what Paul says to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5.
I think it's 2nd.
2nd Corinthians, sorry, chapter 10.
Amacebo onke siyawathumbela ukumlalela uChrist.
10 verse 5, casting down all arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against, sorry, the knowledge of God, and the second part, taking into captivity every thought into obedience to Christ.
Die haben ihren Verstand gefangen genommen.
They made captive, like a slave, their own mind,
every thought.
Every thought being made captive to the obedience of Christ only. These disciples, were diligent to listen and to obey what every single command that the Lord was giving to them.
Dear friends, obedience to what Jesus says is the highest form of wisdom. There's no greater wisdom. You can be a professor, you can be a doctor, you're the biggest fool in this world. If you haven't learned to be obedient to what Jesus says and tells you.
Zihlobo ukumlalela uKristu kudlula konke, kudlula ingqondo, kudlula o professor, kodwa abangenakho ukuhlakanipha walokhu ukuthi sizithobe, simlalela uJesu.
Akukho ukuhlakanipha noma ungaba uBA, noma ungaba udokotela, noma ungaba uprofesa. Wesilima yelima. Uma ungakwazi ukulalela, ulalele lokho akushoyo uJesu kwenze.
You are not clever, you are not wise, even if you have a BA or master's or doctorate, if you are disobedient to Christ and what He says. Instead, I've got to use my mind, after all. Use your brains. There's no wisdom that surpasses this ultimate wisdom of obedience to Christ, doing what He says.
Im Glaubensleben gilt nur das Wort Gottes. Das, was Gott sagt, das gilt.
Ukuphila kwekholwa kungukuthi simethembe, simlalele lokhu akushoyo. A real life of faith is simply obedience to Christ.
Lokhu akushoyo.
What He says, that you believe it. You believe what He says so much that you're obedient to it. They found it exactly, precisely as the Master had said. He could see what happens in the invisible realms. After all, wasn't He the creator? Isn't He the maker of that mountain?
I rock and roll. In music, yasezweni. Noma ufaka amagama okholwa, into yasezweni leyo. Ibolile leyo.
That is why Paul could confidently say, everything else I have put behind me. I consider it as dung, as absolute rubbish in comparison to the greatness of knowing Christ. Or are you mixing things up? You're still bound by your rock music. Perhaps it's a type where it's the rock beat and you've put Christian words to it. That's still of the world.
It's just a hyena in sheep's clothing. The inside sheep's clothing, outside the hyena. Rock music with Christian words.
Mhlambe pagati guimpisi. Gui music. Efana ne music lezwe I rock kodwa usu mboza ngamagama wokholo.
Uma uJesu esekhulumile. Uma esekhuluma kwenele. Kwenele usafunana okunye. Uma ukufuna uyofundiswa amademoni.
Now when Jesus had spoken, it was sufficient. What he had said was enough. If you ask beyond what he has spoken, you're asking for knowledge that is beyond you. Then it becomes information that is for demons.
Uma sebefike khona na imbongolo nalithole. Hawu lo muntu esingamaziyo. Enenzani? Hayi Nkosi ayidinga. Wayithatheni? Wabathuma. Wayithatheni? Hambe nani.
And when they got there, things worked out exactly as the Lord had said. It was precisely accurate. And they were able to say exactly those words, "The Lord has need of it."
Hey!
They could have a new confidence, a new delight in trusting Him, in being obedient to Christ. For wonderful is the faith. You are able to say with joy, it's glorious to be His bride.
Uyabona ngenxa kaJesu bekufanele ukuthi sitele umhlaba wonke, sinikele ngakho konke, ngoba kukho okufana naye.
Just for Jesus' sake, just Jesus is sufficient and so great, far greater than anything in this world, that we should deny all for Him. So they brought then this foal of a donkey. Now you know what a colt, a foal of a donkey, can be like, what it is like by nature, it is when it's never been broken in. It was recently that I mentioned what the character is like of a donkey that hasn't been broken into, how wild it is, how it can kick in all directions and release bad wind in every direction. And I said how terrible it is just uncontrollable. But in this case, this donkey was completely settled and at ease with the Lord. It also mentions that it's a female donkey. It says the foal, it was the colt of a donkey, which only emphasized that you ladies, you like to be stubborn. It is just a characteristic.
I said young girls, and sometimes young women as well. and sometimes elderly women as well.
Ngithe intombi mhlambi
injani pigheaded stubborn
kungaba
kodwa lapho uJesu engakayigibeli uyasondela nje isiyathamba iyasthaba inkulu indaba yenkosi yamakhosi awungangitsheli uma ugxuma ukhahlela ubheke phezulu phuma umoya omubi kuwe bese uthi ngiwumKristu awu kuzothiwa ezulwini kuzothiwa fuseka.
This cult was completely at ease and obedient in submission to Christ. It did not resist him. It did not stubbornly kick in every direction. And don't tell me that you're on the way to heaven. If you're busy kicking in every direction, heaven will just say, futsek, out of here.
Akho nkani, akho qhubu, akho nzondo, kukhona uJesu. Bathatha ingubo zabo, bazibeka phezu kwembongolo. Bafuna ukuthi uJesu ahlale kahle, angahlali kabi. Ngoba wena, uma uhleli phezu kwembongolo, iyakuhlaba la emuva. Bathi cha, asifuni ukuthi inkosi yethu ihlale kabi. Sifuna ukuthi ihlale kahle. Angikhumuli ibhantshi lami noma ngigodola. Noma ngiswela. Kodwa ngifuna inkosi yami ihlale kahle. Nginake yona inkosi yami. Angizinaki mina. Angizicabangeli mina. Angizifunele okwami. Ngifuna ukuthi inkosi yami ihlale kahle. Niyezwa amaKristu bazalwane. Nani baheteni eningakaphenduki yizwe ukuthi inhleli lakwasiza abantu.
It was utterly surrendered to him. No resistance, no grudge, no bitterness, but completely obliging to him. And the people around put on their garments, because if you sit on the back of a donkey, it can be sore. And so they wanted to give him their best. You hear, you unbeliever, or you disobedient believer, what it should be like.
They didn't think of themselves.
Abazicabangela
bona. Their own comfort.
Noma ukuzi
nagazwabo. As long as he is satisfied. As long as he is comfortable.
Umo Jesu.
Da Christ is um. That's the Herr glücklich ist. That the Lord will be happy with me.
Uma enelisega yena kuphela. UJesu, uKristu, ukuze athokoze ngami. Akukho kunye engidinga ukuthi nginake.
Ah, abanye beza namaqabunga lawa besundu. Ngoba emazweni yasempumalanga, uma inkosi ibuya, inqobile. Bekuthathwa amasuku aphakanyiswa. Abanye bagawula ihlahla, bakubeke phansi. Bathi hosana, hosana ozayo ngegama lenkosi. Hosana, hosana, kuchaza ukuthi sisindise nkosi. Hosana, sisindise nkosi.
Some broke branches and waved these branches, which in the Middle East would be palm fronds being waved as to a victor, which was the custom at that time. If a person had come back from military battle and come back the conqueror, that is how they would greet the conqueror. And also it was as adoration and worship before the Lord and saying Hosanna, and that means originally Lord save us.
Abanye bakhumula ingubo zabo baqhamuka enxa zonke bayiphosa phansi odakeni othulini ukuba imbongolo ihamba phezu kwakhe. Sifuna ukuthi lesi silwane esigitshelwe inkosi sihambe kahle.
Took their very own garments, their robes, and laid it out before him so that the donkey would be able to walk.
Ingubo bayikhiphela imali enkulu bayijulukele phansi inyathelwe imbongolo.
Even the richest of robes, doesn't matter what wealth had been put into the buying of that robe, down before the donkey.
the good clothing and expensive clothing were just like filthy rags to them.
Ingubo zabo ezinhle ezibizayo zafana nengubo ezigugile ezingcolile.
Let the donkey walk on it.
Ukuze ithole lembongo.
Even our righteousness, the Bible says, are like filthy rags.
Ngisho
ukulunga kwethu wena ubona ukuthi ukulunga kwakho kunjengezidwedwe ezingcolile.
Where you get
phansi kwenyawo zika Jesu. Phansi kwenyawo zembongolo egijelwe uJesu. Umuntu athathe ukungcola kwakhe athathe nezono zakhe aziveze zibe sobala zinyathelwe imbongolo egijelwe uJesu.
You get to the
umuntu avume izono zakhe. Hayi ukuthi angena ekamelweni azoyivuma ekamelweni. Cha, ubuwenzani ekamelweni, ubufihle izinto.
You get to the point
of nyathelwe imbongolo eyagijelwa uJesu.
Utter surrender, total surrender, that everything is beneath the feet of Jesus in submission to him, under the feet of the colt of this donkey. And where you say, even my righteousness, I throw that away. Even what I think was good, I confess it all, and I see the ugliness of it. I'm willing to confess it, not secretly hiding it in my room and just being isolated there. What are you hiding there after all? Time is gone. Much more could be said about this marvelous matter. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. And if you are disobedient and you don't want it, well, if you entirely reject it, that's your decision. But you should rather bring everything in submission to him. The son. Who says, daughter, who says, daughter of Zion, your king comes to you. And just see how they received him in adoration and worship without doubt.
But my course is Sishilo, Sishilo. Akseko uni. Akseko uni. Asakalazi ngapananga pases pege pambili. Uguba si feze loko. Akfunai. Uyayidinga imbongozo. Uyayidinga. Uyakudinga. Uyafuna ukuthi ube ngowakhe. Ufuna ukusebenza ngawe.
See the attitude of these disciples without doubting in absolute surrender and faith in him. They said that this is what, as when they were questioned, the Lord has need of it, that the Lord needs you.
Akunikeleke kukhona abanye abangakaphenduki phakathi kwethu. Nina besifazane, amantombazane.
Let me ask you, are there some in our midst here that you girls, you ladies, you boys, you men, that haven't repented yet?
Have you heard?
The voice of invitation, where you say yes,
where you say, ngigcini umlobokazi bomyeni.
Will you accept his invitation, his proposal to you, and accept that ring, that offer? Will you completely surrender to him? Or do I need to make an altar call? Is that what you need to tie the deal, to say, yes, I totally accept?
Nawe, osungumlobokazi, uyavuselela izifungo zakho nesivumelwano sakho.
Or to you,
as
the bride, you who are a Christian already, that you say, Lord, this revives my faith. This revitalizes me. Lord, I make those vows again and I say I will promise myself to you for eternity.
Iyezwa lokho okushoyo, iyakuzwa lokho okuphendulayo.
Daughter of Zion, he listens and he awaits your response. He sees exactly what your response, what your attitude, what your answer is to him. Let's stand to our feet and we bow our heads. O Lord, open the eyes of the blind.
Sikubone lokho okushoyo.
To see this which you say.
Sibone inkosi iza kithi.
To see the king coming to us.
Sebenza nkosi, uyasazi isidingo salona lo.
Work, O Lord, for you know the need of everyone here.
Kodwa kunesidingo sethu, isidingo sakho esikhulu.
But Lord, it's not our need that matters, but it's your need, that you have need of us to come to you.
Oh Lord, help us.
Help us that we would truly say Hosanna. Lord, save us, that we would truly mean it. That there would be a radical transformation of things in our lives. That each one would truly be your bride and do what you say.
Amen.
Amen.